So I'm watching YouTube TV. That's my source for football now that it's underway. And they've got kind of their own criteria, their own set of commercials, and they're all kind of randomized. And then they give you like a little moment of zen. They say, skip ads for a moment of zen, which would be some, you know, looking at a flower or a bird or a lakeshore. And then 3.5 seconds later, zen is over. No more zen. Too bad. Back to your life. Well, I think it's time to get ready. Do 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 do. Na 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 na. It's all clear to me now. My heart is on fire. My soul's like a wheel that's turning. My love is alive. Yeah, hell yeah. What's up, everybody? Enjoy the zen.
The zen is over.
No more zen. Isn't that kind of a little tease they do for you on YouTube TV? Is that how you get your programming for football? By the way, football started. Matter of fact, I'm looking really forward to tonight's game. I think now that TB12's out of the mix here, I'm going to have to put all my shekels in behind old, what's his name, Aaron Rodgers. The boy from Chico, California, just north of Yuba City, where I was born. Just a mere hour north of where I was born. Aaron Rodgers, the new Jet. Like, I think that's the team to watch now. Is that the team to watch? The New York Jets? They're playing our boy Josh Allen tonight from Fireball. Our boy Josh Allen from University of Wyoming. By way of Fireball, California. Yeah, buddy. It's on. It's go time. So how are you guys doing? Are you as excited? Football season's here. It's here. Well, good. That's what's up, you know? Just kicking around couple of ideas in my head this week. You know, I was thinking, you know, if I had a sugar mama, she'd have to be like some like 96-year-old like centenarian circling the drain, you know, somebody with like cataracts, like a bad eye, like a glass eye, doesn't really know, because I'd know which one to look at when I'm talking to her, you know, but she couldn't really look at me too well, you know. She'd have to be, like I say, like 1 foot in the grave, you know what I mean? To be considering me for her gigolo playboy, right? But other than that, this week's been kind of just the usual. A little bit more of the usual. Is working on the car. I think I got a hole in the camshaft. That's a headache. Yeah. Somehow, you know, and I kind of knew this would happen, but it's all good. It's actually interesting to kind of learn some things as I go through. Like, there was that notion that, oh God, you got an Audi that's going to be a fortune to maintain. And it wasn't. It wasn't that bad until I think it all kind of culminated at once. All on the back end. Meanwhile, my lady, her car, like, there's probably a family of raccoons living in the engine, you know, but her car still runs. But what are you gonna do? What you gonna do, you know? So the other night, though, I was What night was that? Saturday night? Saturday night's all right for fighting. Get a little action in. I was watching the movie War Games. Remember that game? Remember that movie War Games? Like, I was tripping out. Like, here we are. I mean, that was like 83, right? I think 82, 83. Like, this is before Ferris Bueller, because this is Matthew Broderick being a computer geek, right? Like, so the premise is, and I thought it was, and looking back on it now, I think it's clever, because in Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick distinguishes the fact that his sister got a car and he got a computer. So he changes his grade in his English class or whatever, and he's doing the same thing. And I think they stole, I think it's kind of a nod to War Games, like that little epic thing, because he doesn't have the car in Ferris Bueller. His sister Jeannie, she has the car, she has the attitude, he's just Ferris Bueller. But it's kind of a nod and a wink to War Games, about this kid who just equipped with a simple Commodore 64, right? A fucking basic computer, hacks into like the local Pentagon, right? Like, they all seem to be just around the corner, right? And it's funny because, like, a lot of the tendencies that you would associate with today, like the hardcore conservative side of the military might of the general, and then the kind of more, I don't know, thought-provoking, empathetic side of the computer geeks and the programmers, foreshadowing some kind of like future in tech, like the liberal-minded tech industry versus like the military-industrial complex. And so, because according to the premise of the movie, so this kid with a Commodore 64 hacks into the local Pentagon. There's paranoia everywhere. It's all paranoia, right? So he just wants to play some, he's trying to find some new games from a gaming company. So he breaks into the area code by which the computer company is located, and starts calling all the numbers until he finds the modem response to the gaming company to get a preview of their games. Well, he accidentally stumbles across some, you know, funky finagled computer setup by some elusive character that also has a direct link up to the NORAD military base and all their missile command, right? So he accidentally plays this fake game of geothermonuclear war, right? And so all the other high paid techs with like the latest government equipment at their disposal have no clue what's going on, and this kid just guesses the password to NORAD to launch missiles, right? Like, what the fuck? So, and I forgot Dabney Coleman was in it. Again, here's another great, you know, 80s throwback, the guy from 9 to 5, the misogynistic boss from 9 to 5, and also the guy that played the misogynistic director from Tootsie. Same look, same everything, same mustache. Dabney Coleman, legend, classic. And and he's playing a programmer who doesn't believe Matthew Broderick was just looking for games, naturally, because of the paranoia. The general doesn't believe in me. I'll tell you. Yeah, I believe that. I'll tell you that. I'll believe that as far as I can throw that, you know. Like, nobody believes anybody. It's all a game. It's all a bluff game. Everyone's trying to out-bluff each other, right? Just like they do now. Like, what's really going on? Well, this is what's going on. I don't believe you. It's fucking just... But immediately, they're just on him like, you know, like flies on a rib roast, right? He goes to the local 7-Eleven. He lives in, like, Washington or something, or Seattle, or just outside of Seattle. And the feds are on him like white on rice, right? So they tackle his, they throw him in a van. You know, there's people all around. Nobody gives a fuck that some kid, some underage kid, just gets thrown into a van by some strange looking dudes in suits and ship him to Colorado, fly him immediately to NORAD to see what's going on. But he's very clever. Like, he's a super smart kid, breaking out of, like, whatever that room was, that room that they locked him in, and then he finds, like, a recording device to record the sound of the password as it's being typed in by the military guy in charge, who's, like, hitting on the secretary. He's getting all hands and feely with her, handsy and, like, touchy and stuff. It's just but it's like all that stuff can be moved forward to today's. It all applies today. Like, that movie holds up, right? It's just, why is there, like, some dude that has a game, an Atari game, that's kind of connected to, like, our missile, our launch codes? I don't know. That's where they kind of lost me, right? Yeah. So, and that's the stuff that I like to think about at night, right? Just strange shit. What else is going on in the world? Jacob Ingebrigtsen has broken another world record. He broke the 2,000 meter world record, running 4:43. Let me put that into perspective for you. So he broke Hakam El Garouj, his world record, by 1.9 seconds. He went from, it was 4:44, he loaded to 4:43. And what that means is, basically that's five laps. So four laps constitutes a mile. So if you've gone through the mile in 3:43, you'd have to merely run a fifth lap in 60 seconds at a four flat mile pace to break the world record. I think he went through the mile in 3:48 and then came back with a 55. Like that's fucking, it's an odd distance. Like, it's hardly ever run, but that's a fucking, that's hardcore, man. That's up there with his 2 mile world record that he ran, that 7:53. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, fuck, man. Like, calm down, bro. Like, you know, it's kind of like, it's just kind of the end of the year. It's just kind of like, it seems like it's just like a lot of loose ends, right? People make one last ditch effort at nailing down, securing some kind of thing that they could look back on for their summer of running. And now that it's September, we're going, you know, we're almost mid-September, which means we're close to October, which means that the cross country championships they're going to start happening. Like, all of a sudden now cross country is going to be back in. Right? So, So Ingebrigtsen ran 4:43.13 to break El Garouj's world record from 24 years ago. 1999, he beat it by 1.6 seconds. Fucking insane. And then a Kenyan woman just smashed the women only 10 kilometer world record. She ran 29:24 on the road, which I think the I think the world record on the track is like 29.09 or 29.10 for women, which is phenomenal. Like, that's fucking insane. Like, I think that's what Mark Conover ran in college, 29.10. And now this is what women are not consistently doing, but still. So Kenya's Agnes Ngetich. I don't know. You try and say it. But 29.24. She ran in a road race in Romania. Like, fucking what? Like, could you imagine you just out there just fucking just... You're there, you know, because you want to just... You're trying, I don't know, raising money at a fundraiser at a 10K for, like, breast cancer or something. And you actually are just to kind of score some free swag and shit like that. And some Kenyan woman just runs 29.24. Probably won the whole race. I don't even know. But speaking of swag and races, it dawned on me, I'm probably, you know, my foot's not as sore. It's whatever I was like. Again, my body is kind of held together with tape and stuff. I understand. It's like trying to, like, you're trying to pressure test something that's held together with duct tape, right? But the pain comes and goes. The pain's gone. You know? My Achilles still tightens up a little, but I'm still thinking, you know, being so close to November now, like, October is just around the corner, so November, I think November 4th or 5th, is the Rio del Lago. And I'm thinking, well, I know you don't want to spend $150 again on the 50 kilometer just for the swag, just to drop out, just to put yourself through hell, just to wake up at 4 a.m. But you're probably going to do that, aren't you, you dumb fuck? And then it dawned on me, well, why don't you just run unattached? Like, fuck it. Like, so you can still go through all the motions, but it's not as, I don't know. It just seems like it's less daunting. You can just go out there. You can be part of this insanity and take it as far as you want. And if you want to leave at 40K, if you want to leave at 30K, fuck it. But just an idea I'm kicking around. But so as I'm coming to these philosophical gems each morning, I'm reading through my news feed, right? And so I come across this BuzzFeed article, right? And it says times have changed. Speaking of modern day war games, times have changed. People are sharing things that were normal in the 90s and 2000s, but are now considered a luxury. And so it says, it's wild to think back on what many aspects of life used to be like back in the day compared with now, but especially when it comes to the price of things and the cost of living. So what was normal 20 to 30 years ago, what was normal 20 to 30 years ago, but is considered a luxury now? Okay. So, number one is new furniture made out of real wood. Yeah, that's a thing that people don't have the attention span anymore for that, and it's just more of a. It's more of a conceit to take the time to work on an actual piece of furniture or cabinet that's like, nobody makes cabinets entirely of wood, that's for sure. Not even, like, my ex-father-in-law, he's really a good craftsman and a good woodworker. And even he, he did plywood. Well, he did plywood. His boxes, like the frames, the face frames are solid. I think it was, maple? And then but the boxes were plywood. Like, you wouldn't want, like, honestly, like, when it comes to cabinets specifically, and even some armoires, dressers, bed frames, like, solid wood, that shit is heavy. But, moving on. So the other thing was owning the software you purchased. Like, they don't do that. That doesn't happen anymore. Probably because we're a throwaway society. Everything can be thrown away, right? Number three, paying no more than 30% of your income in rent. You know, it dawned on me too, like, that did hit a nerve, because I remember, like, 24 years ago, I was renting a place for like $385 a month, all to myself. It was a loft upstairs and part of a house, detached garage, but it had everything, living room, kitchen, bathroom. I was paying $385, and I didn't have much in the way of anything money-wise either. Like, I don't know how I got that place, but that's how it used to be. You could just get a place. It'd be like 300 something a month. Now you might get lucky if you're renting a room for $400 or $500 a month with some psychopath that's like writing a manifesto and has about 85 lit candles all going at once, and he's just in there chanting and just making weird shrines out of like chicken bones. So that's what you get now, right? And then, like, number four, not being expected to be reachable 24/7. Like, back in the day, fuck that. Back in the day, I used to get in my car and disappear for hours, like 7, 8, 12 hours. Like, there was no cell phones. There was no GPS. There was no cell phones. You just assumed everybody was going to make it home. They usually did, right? But I'd be gone. If something happened to me, that was it. You know, you can't even, back then, like, I don't know. Did they even try to find stolen cars? Because if they didn't find the car that I was driving, they wouldn't find me. But nowadays, I mean, you know, we've become like, I call my kids at school or at work, and if they don't pick up, it's like, are they okay? But now, I mean, back in the day, it was like, you couldn't even call, like, if it just wasn't happening, right? Number five, concert ticket prices, that's for sure. You got to take out a small loan, get a co-signer. Beers are $85. This is the best. Number six, single income families buying a home. Like, I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you, my dad was 21 years old, had two kids, a mortgage, went to school at night, and he worked during the day just framing houses. Blue collar, I probably just a shade above minimum wage, which at the time was like, what, like $1.50? Had two, you know, had a car, all that stuff. And he's 21. So he paid for school, paid for a mortgage, paid for a car. Two kids, like, fucking what? Like, nowadays, like, yeah, it's, everything's out of reach. Like, you do need a cosigner to buy concert tickets, to buy a beer, to buy a fucking peace of mind, anything. Jesus Christ. Let's see. Number 7, good quality fabric and clothing. I have clothes from the 90s and 80s from my mother that still hold up today. These days, I'm lucky if my shirt isn't saggy and misshapen within a year. Yeah. Yeah, we've accepted poor quality. In an effort to save a buck, yeah, it's the old timeless tale, you know. You're gonna try and save money by eating garbage, right? When you don't necessarily have to do that. You know, people think you can't eat healthy on a budget. And that's not true, right? You just have to be accepting of some things above others, you know? People automatically just go to fast food. Like, it baffles me. I feel like an alien that I'm appalled by the lines and drive-thrus at fast food. I feel alien. That feels alien. Like, am I the only one that thinks that that's like awful and garbage? And you're forking out heavy, heavy money for this poison, this garbage, and you're waiting in line to do it, right? So being able to afford going out every Friday after work,
I don't know,
that's, to me, that's neither here nor there. Let's see, number 9, items not requiring a subscription each month. That's true. Number 10, household products that don't break within the first few years of use. My grandma had the same fridge from 1993 before deciding to switch to a newer, bigger one 2 years ago. My mom's wedding cookware is still going strong 25 years later, but whenever she needs new pans, they start flaking Teflon into the food within a few months. That's true. It's definitely true. We're just, it's a throwaway society. Things were just, you know, like, supposedly, like, the first light bulb that ever existed that was created by Thomas Edison still works. But how many bulbs you go through now? How many batteries you go through? How many, just like, just shit. It's just garbage. It's just stuff that's, you know, ultimately on its way to that big garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean, right? We just accept this. Just sad, right? Like, it's bizarre. It's the same, but it's different, right? Kind of like the movie War Games. Everything's kind of the same. The paranoia, the problems, the headaches. But it's different. It's more throwaway. We don't care. We don't take in a. We're, you know, there's an article. Speaking of articles. Some articles floating around last week about, was it K2 or Everest? One of those two, the top two tallest mountains in the world. Climbers were just stepping over a climber that was dying or dead. Like we've gotten to the point now where people are expendable. Like we move on. Like it's weird. It's gross. Number 11, leg room on an airplane. Well, I haven't flown since 1997, so I don't know. That is something that's different for me. Number 12, family vacations. I remember going on road trips regularly as a kid. And even flying once or twice. Now that I have kids, I cannot afford a week-long trip to the Badlands, Grand Canyon, Disney, Universal Studios, etc. The best I can do is a day trip to the Wisconsin Dells maybe once a year. Now, these are all individual people that write into. These are all individual accounts, and that's true, too. Like, we did go on... I do remember family vacations maybe twice a year on average. The way we worked it was we would either stay in a real nice place, like a nice hotel or a condo, or rent a condo, and just do shitty stuff in a shitty place. Or we would go to a real cool place and have a lot of fun, but stay in like really poor accommodation. No middle road, right? So like we'd go to Monterey and stay at the Lone Oak Hotel. My mom would get her jewelry stolen, but we'd have we'd eat at the Chart House, you know, where you could get like, there was like caviar in the salad bar, which looking back, I'm like, Dad, if there's caviar in the salad bar, like how good is that caviar? I'm not sure. I don't know. Good point though. Excellent point. I do a lot of mini 4-day jaunts, 3 and 4-day jaunts. This year, like I say, it's been kind of a lot of little ding and dunks, like just excursions. Nothing too like my buddy Mike just got back from the Caribbean, where it was like thousands spent thousands of dollars. But that to me, that's foreign to me. To me, it's like I'll spend a couple grand, just go down to Santa Barbara, enjoy, right? Spend a couple grand, go to Denver, or go to Astoria, go to Portland, go down to San Diego for 3 or 4 days, right? I mean, but I'm spoiled too. Like I'm on the West Coast, man, right? I'm not, unfortunately, I don't have to deal with like the sad, pasty, humid tourism of September on, the East Coast, which is just, a lot of bad crab sandwiches and dudes in like, extra medium shirts and flip-flops, dragging their kids around, eating saltwater taffy and digging the sand out of your shorts. Like, stuff like that just doesn't... I don't know. It's what you make of it, I suppose, but... Number 13, free driver's education classes taught in all high schools. That, to me, yes, is very different. Very different. My driver's ed teacher was also my biology teacher. And... He had a like a mini Winnebago that I thought for sure he was going to have me do the driving test in a Winnebago. He didn't, but it was close, real close. But it's cool, I mean, because there was like, at least there's a shitter in the back, right? Number 14, apartments. I could get a one-bedroom apartment in Wisconsin back in 1997 for under $500. Now that same apartment is at least $2,000. That's my point. The place I rented in Old Fair Oaks Village was $385. And I rented it from this guy. His name was Dwayne. Not Dwayne, like Dwayne Wade, but Dwayne, like D-E-W-A-Y-N-E, Dwayne. And he's a white dude, old white dude named Dwayne. And I don't know why that was his name. But it was a great pad. I mean, I'm telling you, that, again, this place, if it's still rented out, would most certainly be at least $1,500, and I was getting it for like $385, right? So, and that was 1997. That I distinctly remember that was the year Princess Diana died in that car accident. I remember pulling out of my parking spot there in Old Fair Oaks. 97, $385 a month. That was what I paid. Fucking hell. Number 15, meals on domestic flights. Again, I can't sympathize. I don't fly anymore. Number 16, affordable health care. I guess. I don't... knock on wood, I didn't have to deal with too much of that back in the day. Although, let me think. Overseas, when I was in Australia, I had to get an ingrown toenail cut out. Didn't cost me anything. That was 97 as well. No, 97? 96. But it probably still wouldn't cost anything today in Australia. Out here, it would cost me my house. You know, my car, my livelihood. Number 17, people making friends with one another purely because they enjoy their companionship and not because of networking. Well, that's thank you to social media and getting followers and likes and completely making us codependent on falsehoods. Number 18, drinking water from the tap without filters and softeners. Absolutely. I could drink right out of the tap in Fair Oaks. I could drink right out of the tap from Folsom. You could still do, actually, you could still do that. Now you can in Fair Oaks and Folsom in Sacramento County. But the rest of, for whatever reason, if you're in Roseville, Carmichael, Citrus Heights, downtown Sacramento, forget it. That's some hard water. That's some hard water. And the further you go south, the harder it is. The rougher it is. Just deteriorates everything. Ugh, God. Number 19, clothing and shoes that last more than a year with regular wear. That can still be done. You just have to. You have to be real mindful of how you're using your clothes. Number 20, being able to dance and have a good time without having the risk that it will end up being recorded and put on social media. Yeah, true. And that's it. Those are just the concerns people have. I don't blame them. Things are different. Things are different, but they're the same. You know? I look back at War Games, the movie War Games. I mean, it's a fictional tale, but it can be applied to today with subtle little differences. But what a good movie, though. In the end, they all high-fived and laughed. And maybe that, you know what would be interesting is if they remade that movie. Huh. What a good idea. What a great idea. I'm glad you thought of it. But other than that, I don't know. Other than that, let's just enjoy the start of the football season. I hope your team won yesterday, whoever that is. The Niners look good. I'm back in the Jets. I think I'm going to be a Jets fan this year. So, my boy Aaron Rodgers from Chico, California. He took his ayahuasca and he sat in a jail cell for 4 days to envision his future, and that future was with the New York Jets. He could be the modern day Joe Namath. Let's go. Let's talk about it. Let's think about it. Let's make it happen. I don't know. But other than that, I don't have much else to say. We're all hanging by a thread. I appreciate everyone's individual struggle. I know it's tough out there, but we're going into the holidays, and hopefully that alleviates some of the headache or the issues or the struggles. But other than that, I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, baby. Aaron and the Jets. Dun, 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 dun. Aaron and the Jets. Yeah. Aaron.